This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707 at WCHL, 67 degrees. It feels nice this morning, a little cooler than usual. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the low 80s. Tonight clear with a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, another really nice day. The Rawlings panel on the role of athletics on campus life advocated on Tuesday for a more balanced approach and encouraged UNC to take a leadership position nationwide, championing responsible spending and greater transparency on all athletics expenses. The panel, chaired by Hunter Rawlings, president of the Association of American Universities, was asked by previous Chancellor Holden Thorpe to make recommendations for UNC Chapel Hill, as well as other universities nationwide, on how to combat the growing issue in higher education.
And we thought that we should come up with a series of serious and substantial recommendations to help the university in its quest for conducting a program that it feels very good about, and that has certainly been a long tradition at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Jim Delaney, longtime commissioner of the Big Ten Conference and Carolina alum, says a clear chain of command and leadership is necessary to deal with the relationship between academics and athletics at universities.
There must be bright lines to delineate the assignment of responsibility and authority so that, as a result, institutional control can be established and maintained.
Executive Director of the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics, Amy Perko, says UNC must strive for greater transparency and practice more responsible spending in order to achieve a healthy balance between the sport and academic realms on campus.
These recommendations call for greater transparency of athletic spending by publishing the institution's NCAA financial reports and other relevant financial data. More broadly, we recommend the institution renew its commitment to maintaining responsible spending for athletics when compared with spending on the academic enterprise.
A mandatory education program for coaches in the Atlantic Coast Conference was offered up by the panel as well. Perko says she thinks a more formal approach will help the coaches get on board with the educational missions at their respective universities.
As we all know, coaches are under great pressure to win and are increasingly viewed as being separated from the educational mission of their universities, a perspective that often heightens campus tensions over the role of athletics in the life of the university. We believe coaches will welcome the suggested formal investment into their professional development as educators.
Ultimately, Rawlings says he feels that the University of North Carolina and other schools must act now to save the integrity of higher education. He says we have reached the tipping point.
Because, in fact, I think our panel believes we're reaching a tipping point in intercollegiate athletics. And the tipping point comes now because there's so much revenue pouring into intercollegiate athletics, and the budgets for universities' academic programs have been so tight in the past few years that it's out of balance.
You can read this story and listen to the entire Rawlings panel report on our website, chapelboro.com. Immediately following the report from the Rawlings group, WCHL spoke with Bubba Cunningham, director of athletics at Carolina, for his immediate reaction.
I don't know if there's anything that really surprised me. I do appreciate all the work of the committee. I know they put in an awful lot of time taking a look at the University of North Carolina, taking a look at the kind of the national landscape. And, you know, they put forward what they felt were some very productive recommendations, both for the university and for us to carry forward to our conference.
Bubba Cunningham spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck. You can hear that entire conversation on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. North Carolina basketball player P.J. Hairston has pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of speeding and an unsafe movement violation after being cited for reckless driving in July. Rowan County District Judge Kevin Ettinger accepted the plea on Tuesday for driving 75 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone from attorney T. Gregory Jones. Hairston, who did not attend the hearing, was required to pay a $40 fine and court costs. Hairston was cited for driving 93 miles per hour on I-85 back on July 28th. The school indefinitely suspended the basketball player hours later. It was the third off-court misstep this offseason for the junior, who was twice cited in a month while driving a rental vehicle linked to a felon. He was driving a car registered to a friend when he was cited back in July. The waters have receded following this summer's massive flooding on June 30th, but some residents of Carborough have said the problem will persist unless the town makes some major changes to its infrastructure. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The type of rain event we're getting is really changing. Mm-hmm. It's more intense, it's more often, but I think we need to have a very serious conversation in the near future about our infrastructure.
That's Carrboro Alderman member Jacqueline Gist speaking at Tuesday's board meeting about the flooding problems that continue to impact neighbors along Old Pittsboro Road. Over on South Greensboro Street, Carrboro officials condemned about 24 homes at the Rocky Brook Mobile Home Park as a result of the June 30th rainstorm that dumped more than 5 inches in just a few hours.
I don't think that our infrastructure can handle this change. It was built towards a different type of rain event.
Several residents who live along Old Pittsboro Road, like Kelly Dimmick, asked the board to investigate ways to help mediate the problem.
We're talking about a massive amount of water. Like, it would be physically impossible to leave our driveway, certainly by foot, but even by car when this happens. And I just wanted to make sure that that was clear, that it happens frequently and that it's extreme. It's not just the water in the ditch.
Neighbor Logan Kendall said the ditch Dimmick reference runs along Old Pittsboro Road. He said he fears the ditch not only causes flooding problems, but also carries contaminants as a result of the runoff.
This ditch ultimately deposits into a Morgan Creek tributary. The topography of the land is such that, I mean, it's a stream valley that unloads all the stormwater from Harbor, just about, at least from the central business district, kind of south. Ultimately, then goes through a huge culvert into the Rocky Brook Tributary.
Town staff explained that the maintenance for a majority of the ditch falls upon the town because it is in the public right-of-way. However, some of the ditch runs along private property. Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton explained that if the town tried diverting water from one area, it would lead to flooding in another area.
Even if we had a brilliant plan for moving it faster off of the Old Pittsboro Road, what you're talking about is getting it down to Rocky Brook Trailer Park even faster and even more dramatically.
Chilton ultimately turned to town staff, asking them to investigate the current infrastructure and also asked them to consult OWASA and then return with a full report for the September 17th board meeting. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good news on the local job front. An international confectionery company says it will locate a new facility here in Orange County, creating 90 new jobs and investing $48 million over the next 3 years. Morinaga & Company was founded in 1899 in Tokyo. It produces a wide array of confectionaries, including milk caramel, chocolates, cookies, foodstuffs, and frozen desserts. Its North Carolina activities will primarily consist of blending syrup, sugar, flavorings, and other ingredients to produce soft candy. Salaries will vary by job function, but total payroll is estimated to be more than $3.4 million plus benefits. The project was made possible in part by a performance-based grant from the One North Carolina Fund of up to $264,000. Less than a week to go before the Central West Steering Committee is scheduled to present its first draft to the community, but the group is struggling. That story and more coming up after Traffic and Weather Together. WCHL News Time 716. Traffic brought to you this morning by your friends at Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Plus, their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. A good start to the morning. That continues now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any major delays, no accidents out there. 15501 northbound is seeing a little bit of a delay between Southern Village and the intersection of South Columbia and where it all splits there. Major intersection there. So you might see a few slowdowns, nothing major. Again, the slowdowns on the Durham Freeway and I-40, where that intersection is I-40 westbound, Durham Freeway southbound, that is cleared up for the most part right now as well. We'll keep an eye on traffic. Hope you do as well, especially if you're driving. If you do see anything, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Things are looking good.
Yes.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather presented by Legacy Investments. You can attend their free seminar on group insurance programs for small business owners and find out how to save money and offer your employees better coverage. Call 919-960-1547 to find out more. 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Nice, refreshingly cool today. Mostly sunny. High today in the low 80s. It'll be a nice warm day, but not as hot as we have been experiencing. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, another sunny day with a high in the middle 80s. So good weather on the way for at least the next couple of days.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time, 7:18. Less than a week to go before the Central West Steering Committee is scheduled to present its first draft to the community, but the group tasked with imagining the future of the Estes Drive, Martin Luther King Boulevard area is struggling to come up with a shared vision. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Next Tuesday, Chapel Hill residents will have a chance to check in with the Central West Steering Committee to review maps laying out possible land uses and building heights for new development along the Estes Drive corridor. But the 17-member group is at odds over which maps the public should see and what the maps actually represent. Mickey Jo Sorrell told fellow committee members she's not comfortable with any of the current plans.
I personally do not feel that these maps are a product that I have endorsed. We have voted on them one piece at a time and as groups, but they were products created by the consultants.
The four versions currently under review were drafted by a consultant following committee discussions to provide a starting point for technical analysis. The maps feature mixed-use development on the north side of Estes near the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard intersection, with residential development closer to the schools and a mix of office, institutional, and higher-density housing to the south. Proposed building heights along Estes range from 2 to 4 stories, with 5 to 8-story buildings suggested for some interior parcels of land. But some committee members argue a fifth map should be included, namely a low-density version drafted by an unofficial subset of the group who say they can't support any of the committee's concept plans.
The Central West Steering Committee is charged with creating a small area plan to be incorporated into the town's revamped comprehensive plan. The group is scheduled to submit its final report to the town council in November. With the committee wrestling with the scope of the project, the process has started to draw fire from citizens and elected officials outside the group, as recent emails from town manager Roger Stancil show. The cost of the consultants' work with the committee has jumped from $92,000 to $230,000. All the details in the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Carborough has a new police chief, Walter Horton. He says he's confident in the department's ability to keep the town safe, but that he's ready to meet with department heads to see where improvements can be made.
Changes going around here, so I've had to promote a new captain. Want to talk with them, get their viewpoints. Also want to meet with the other officers to get their viewpoint of what their likes, dislikes, maybe get an idea of the direction they also think we should be moving in.
Chief Horton took over for Carolyn Hutchison on September 1st, who served for nearly 3 decades. She joined the force in 1984 and rose through the ranks, earning the top job in 1998, becoming the state's first openly gay police chief. Horton is a Carborough native and a 20-year veteran of the department. He says he's certain the transition will be smooth because of the strong foundation that Chief Hutchison is passing on.
Our officers are a great bunch of guys, so I'm very lucky that I'm not inheriting any kind of problems or issues, that there's very little to do, if anything, as far as changes or anything like that. I'm very lucky.
And Chief Horton says he's confident he and his staff will keep Carborough a very safe place.
Carborough is a safe place like any other cities or towns across America. We do have our issues at times, but we're fortunate enough they're few and far between.
Walter Horton was officially sworn into the office of Chief of Police in the town of Carborough yesterday at 2:30 in the afternoon. The North Carolina House has voted to cancel both of Republican Governor Pat McCrory's 2 vetoes. The House agreed yesterday to cancel vetoes by McCrory requiring drug testing for some welfare applicants and broadening an exemption for employers to avoid using the E-Verify system to check the legal status of new workers. Both margins were above the 3/5 majorities needed to override. The bills now go on to the Senate, where leaders intended to hear and vote on the bills this morning. Senate Rules Chairman Tom Apodaca of Hendersonville said earlier yesterday he didn't see any reason why the bills would fail to pass in his chamber by veto-proof margins. North Carolina's statewide school board is scheduled to hear about changes adopted by the General Assembly that allow more crowding in public school classrooms. The State Board of Education meeting today includes a discussion about changes that include eliminating class size limits for fourth graders and above. Kindergarten through third grade classrooms are supposed to have no more than 21 students, but the rewritten law allows up to 24 students in those early grades for the first 2 months of the year. The law says it's the duty of local school boards to make sure class sizes stay within limits. The state school board no longer can add positions at crowded schools. And the North Carolina Board of Elections says a student at Elizabeth City State University can run for city council. The board voted unanimously yesterday to allow Montrevious King to run for the seat representing the campus. Pasquotank County Republican Party Chair Pete Gilbert had challenged King's residency. King has been registered to vote in the county since enrolling in college back in 2009. And says he plans to stay after graduation. The state election board also is considering appeals of a ruling made by the election board in Watauga County. The Watauga board eliminated an early voting site and election day precinct at Appalachian State University. Voting rights advocates say the move signaled a statewide effort by Republicans to discourage turnout among young voters considered more likely to support Democrats. WCHL News Time, 7:23. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Landscape Logic. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. UNC head football coach Larry Fedora says he feels his football team is not that far away. He says the Tar Heels just need to execute and clean up their careless mistakes that turn potential wins to losses against top teams like South Carolina. Coach Fedora says he remains positive about Carolina's outlook for the season. He says if the little mistakes lead to big plays for their opponents are cleaned up, UNC is going to be ready to roll.
I don't think that we're that far away. We have to play much better than we did, and that was a disappointing thing, was in our execution in all three phases. But there were some really bright spots in the film. There were some good things that happened. Some young kids got to play, but I would just think, you know, we're going to have to play much better.
Yet again, junior defender Norkeithus Otis earned high praise from the coach. Fedora says he definitely stood out as a dynamic player under the lights down in Columbia.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Norkeithus was all over the field. You know, I mean, really was very productive. I believe that he had one missed assignment where he didn't take the quarterback one time, and it led to about a 20-yard run by the quarterback, and that was his biggest mishap of the game. But other than that, he was all over the field.
When asked about the morale of the team following the opening season loss, Coach Fedora brushed the question aside, saying his team is excited about its first opportunity to play in front of the home folks.
I wouldn't think we have anything to be flat about. We have another opponent coming up. We have an opportunity to get a bad taste out of our mouth and that knot out of our stomach, and we're playing in the Tar Pit. And I mean, that's really all it should take.
Coach Fedora spent a few seasons as offensive coordinator at Middle Tennessee State, the next opponent for Carolina. He says it was there that he developed his trademark up-tempo offensive philosophy.
Well, I was just coming out of the Air Force Academy, actually, and it was either going to be we were going to run the option and do what we were doing there at the Air Force Academy, or we were going to spread it out and go no huddle and go multi-tempo at that time. And once I got a good look at the quarterback, it was pretty much that was it. The decision was made.
But nostalgia aside, Coach Fedora says he understands the need for a rebounding win for his team. He says if the Tar Heels aren't fired up on Saturday, the Blue Raiders are more than capable of the upset.
First of all, you need to understand this team that's coming in here, they've beaten ACC teams. You know, they did it last year, and they've done it before. So they're not going to come in here thinking they can't win a football game, I can assure you. So we'll have all of our focus on Middle Tennessee. We won't be worried about the bye week or what's coming down the road. It'll be all about Middle Tennessee.
And, yes, the coach is right, of course. Middle Tennessee State defeated Georgia Tech last season. You can read this story and follow all the latest in Ontario football on our website, chapelbro.com. Clemson has surged to its highest ranking in the Associated Press poll in 25 years after the Tigers won the biggest game in the opening weekend of the college football season. Clemson is number 4 in the first regular season top 25 following its exciting 38-35 win against Georgia. Tigers even got one first place vote and have their best showing in the poll since September 12, 1988 when they were ranked number 3. Alabama remains number 1, and they defeated Virginia Tech fairly easily, 35-10 to start the season. Oregon number 2, number 3 Ohio State flip-flop spots from the preseason rankings. Buckeyes got one first place vote. Stanford number 5. number 20 Washington and number 23 Baylor also move into this week's rankings. And the North Carolina men's soccer team slid into the top spot in the top 25 poll on Tuesday after opening the season with a double overtime victory over Monmouth. UNC now 2-0, also earned a dominating 4-0 win over number 13 Coastal Carolina on Monday. Tar Heels were fourth in the preseason poll by the NSCAA. Sunday will be the first meeting between UNC and Notre Dame. They will play at 12 noon on Sunday on ESPNU. The Fighting Irish are 1-0-1 coming into the game. It will also mark the inaugural ACC match for the Irish. Let's quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ryan Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
UNC should finish cleaning its own house before leading other schools down the primrose path. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Looking at the list of recommendations from the Special Panel on Athletics commissioned by former Chancellor Holden Thorpe, it's easy to see what went wrong at Carolina over the last 3 years. Each item tells of a lack of oversight regarding parts of the athletic program. Number one, the chancellor has to have authority, responsibility, and accountability for the administration of college athletics. If Thorpe had it when he left, he sure didn't when the football and academic scandals erupted in 2010. Number two, ensure that the chancellor delegates authority, responsibility, and accountability for that administration. Thorpe might have thought that was the way it worked, but we found out that there were a lot of ladles in the NCAA soup. Number three, clarify the role of other institutional officers or boards or committees. Someone should have thought of that when the Board of Trustees commandeered the football program, fired John Bunning in 2006, and hired Butch Davis without telling him much more than, just win, baby. Number four, establish procedures to assure that those with authority can govern without proper influence from others within or outside the university. See number three, and add to that football players who didn't know or care about the rules, agents who took advantage of them, and insiders who fought to cover up the truth for self-serving reasons. Number five is solely dedicated to the Board of Trustees and the Rams Club, pointing out the conflict of trustees who also have athletic influence. Hear that, the so-called athletic trustees who usurp responsibility away from a weak athletic director and a weak or unknowing chancellor? Number six and number seven, ensure that those who are in charge of academic support for athletes and compliance with the rules know what they are supposed to do and do not knuckle under to powerful coaches and money managers. The panel's finding and advice go on for 21 pages, but you get the point. Idealistically, there is a recommendation for UNC to be a leader and on the forefront of college athletic reform. With the way the university's reputation has been sullied, it would be well advised to finish restoring that credibility that was lost a long time ago. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Are you tired of spending money on your lawn over and over without getting the results you were promised? Let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care needed to protect your economic and aesthetic investments. Our commitment to quality and personal service is second to none. Check our references in your neighborhood, Angie's List, and the Better Business Bureau. For a free estimate or to get on our schedule, please call Yvonne at our office at 919-419-1926 or email us at landscapelogicnc@gmail.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's 67% off. $60 for a four-pack of kids' yoga classes, available now for $20. Recharge Pilates and Bar would like to introduce the Triangle's first yoga studio for kids. It's a place where kids are encouraged to use their imagination and their bodies. Go upside down, listen to great music, get really silly, and get strong, all while making new friends and exercising their brains. It's 67% off from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, brought to you by Carolina Football. Win tickets for the home opener on Saturday against Middle Tennessee State. Go to WCHL's Facebook contest page and register to win. It's easy, and you can be there sitting in the stands. It's really nice this morning, 67 degrees. Look for a lot of sunshine today. Nice weather on the way.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. As Ariel Castro was being sentenced last month in Cleveland, one of the women he kidnapped and abused, Amanda Knight, confronted him in court.
You took 11 years of my life away, and I have got it back. I spent 11 years in hell. Now your hell is just beginning.
Castro went to prison for life with an extra 1,000 years tacked on, but last night in Orient, Ohio, he was found hanged in his cell. WBNS-TV's Tino Ramos.
We do know that Castro was alone in the cell. He was under protective custody or a protective watch, so he was actually kept away from some of the other inmates just for his own safety. But he was supposed to be checked upon by guards every half hour. Somewhere along the line, he was able to commit suicide between those checks.
What's next?
Investigators will come in today to look at his cell here at the Orient Correctional Facility. They'll be talking with guards and also with any inmates who may have seen or heard this happen.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732 at WCHL, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. The Rawlings panel on the role of athletics on campus life advocated on yesterday for a more balanced approach and encouraged the University of North Carolina to take a leadership position nationwide, championing responsible spending and greater transparency on all athletics expenses. The panel, chaired by Hunter Rawlings, president of the Association of American Universities, was asked by previous Chancellor Holden Thorpe to make recommendations for UNC as well as other universities across the country on how to combat the growing issue in higher education. Immediately after the report came out, WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Director of Athletics at Carolina, Bubba Cunningham.
I don't know if there's anything that really surprised me. I do appreciate all the work of the committee. I know they put in an awful lot of time taking a look at the University of North Carolina, taking a look at the national landscape. And, you know, they put forward what they thought were some very productive recommendations, both for the university and for us to carry forward to our conference and hopefully to some other conferences on a national basis. So, you know, I think the report can be very instructional and very helpful as we move forward.
28 recommendations issued by the panel. How many of them has UNC already implemented or is UNC already in the process of implementing?
You know, I didn't go through all 28 and say we're doing this or we tried this. You know, I haven't gone through it point by point like that. But I looked at the general categories and I think that, you know, I think they were very intuitive and what the big issues are. You know, I think governance and oversight are something that that we struggle with. We struggle with it from a national level. You struggle with it locally with between Board of Governors, Board of Trustees, presidents, chancellors, ADs, coaches. So, you know, getting that alignment right, I think, is very important for us. I think financial priorities are important. I think that those things are helpful and instructive as we go forward. You know, I think that the education, the admissions of students that are qualified at your university is important. And what is their experience as they move along is certainly the primary mission of the university. So I think in the large scheme, the broad categories that they've touched upon, I think they were dead on. And I think that can be very helpful to us as we move forward.
So what is the next step now for UNC athletics and UNC in general as an institution?
Well, you know, we talked about it today. As a matter of fact, we had a faculty athletics council, which is comprised of faculty members, and I thought we had a good dialogue about the report and some of the recommendations that were in there. You know, we'll have to take a look at it very closely and say, okay, there's a few of these that we can do. There's some that we need to get national support for. So there's recognition that we need, you know, a peer group to work with us. You know, we have had that in our strategic plan for the past year. A multi-university coalition of like-minded schools. Obviously, we can work through the ACC, our conference. You know, Jim Delaney was on the commission. I think he supports many of those initiatives for the Big Ten. But you need to have some of this changed on the national basis because you don't want to have your students or your coaches at a competitive disadvantage, and you don't want to put students in a position where they can't succeed in the classroom. So it's going to be a combination of a lot of effort by a lot of people on our campus and then stand within our conference.
And we've talked with other people today already about the role of the institution, the role of the NCAA, multi-university coalitions, and the idea of the competitive disadvantage and trying to avoid that. What is the role, what do you think the role is going to be of the NCAA in all of this?
Well, the NCAA has been coming under siege in the last 6 to 9 months. And I think some of it, quite frankly, is not justified. I think it's a very difficult environment to work in. I think there's times where the NCAA is too slow and gets criticized, times where it acts too quickly and gets criticized. So trying to find that balance. There's been frustration by many different constituent groups that they want more input. So they've asked at least the athletic directors and the faculty athletic reps to really make it a point to come to the convention this year and talk about what we like, what we think we can do a better job of as an association.
Then as Director of Athletics Bubba Cunningham, the University of North Carolina, speaking with Aaron Keck yesterday. There's more to that conversation. You can hear it on our website at chapelbro.com. North Carolina's basketball player P.J. Hairston has pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of speeding and an unsafe movement violation after being cited for reckless driving back in July. Rowan County District Judge Kevin Ettinger accepted the plea yesterday for driving 75 miles per hour in a 65-mile-per-hour zone from attorney T. Gregory Jones. Hairston, who did not attend the hearing, was required to pay a $40 fine and court costs. Hairston was cited for driving 93 miles per hour on I-85 on July 28th. The school indefinitely suspended the basketball player hours later. It was a third off-court misstep this offseason for the junior, who was twice cited in a month while driving a rental vehicle linked to a felon. He was driving a car registered to a friend when he was cited for speeding in July. No official word yet on whether P.J. Hairston will play basketball for North Carolina. A state court in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, will hear arguments today in a lawsuit against a suburban Philadelphia court clerk who's been issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples despite the state not having a same-sex marriage law. Governor Tom Corbett's health department filed a suit against Montgomery County Registry of Wills, D. Bruce Haynes. And in news around town this morning, Saturday, the Carolina Connection radio program returns to WCHL with Luis Fernandez as anchor and James Kaminsky anchoring sports. The program will feature several stories with updates on what's going on around the UNC campus, including a possible interview with Carol Holt, the new chancellor. The stories include the one-year mark of the murder of Faith Hedgebeth, future teachers in North Carolina, information on Burmese refugees in our area, gluten-free diets, and more. If you'd like more information, you can view this news around town story on our website, chapelbro.com. But again, Carolina Connection starting up again on Saturday morning here on WCHL. Very interesting program done by UNC students entirely. 7:39 at WCHL, Walt Mack has today's commentary. Coming up next, he says not all big business in our local community is bad. That'll be followed by a conversation about chapelbro.com. And also, we have the usual traffic and weather together. Clean joke of the day, word of the day. And today's WCHL hometown hero is Jackie Overton, who works over on the UNC campus. All of that straight ahead.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. So I was raised a little different. My dad raised me that work was the essence of everything. Even though I'm a workaholic, I believe that you need to have time to shut it off. And you need to be able to enjoy your family, your spouse, whoever it may be. And it's so important because if you get wrapped up in the everyday work, this has got to be done. People suffer that are part of your family. People that are workaholics get so intensely involved that they forget that balance of life is the most important thing. Fortunately, we're able to travel all over the world. I love to go in and watch. I ask questions about how they run their businesses. How do they run their lives? How do they run their families? Because reality is this. You can be the best business person in the world or the best employee in the world. And if it's all you do and you forget your family, you haven't done anything. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Well, we did that just a few minutes ago, so we'll do that again in just a few minutes on WCHL. Right now, why don't we talk about Chapelboro.com with Rand Northam, who just walked into the studio here. Rand, what's happening at our website today?
Well, Chapelboro.com is buzzing with all kinds of different things, as always. We've got a new gallery up by Susan Murray, Hillsboro's Art Walk in downtown Hillsboro. Susan is, again, as we always say, there must just be multiple of her because she's all over the multiple towns, not just town, but all over towns. And
yeah, we don't even need to clone her. She's managed to do it herself.
That's right. She's just everywhere.
Yeah.
Also, D.G. Martin has a new one-on-one column up. Be sure to check out all of D.G.'s WCHL shows, both old and new, on the new site online, chapelboro.com/WCHL.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to find it once you get to the WCHL page. And you can get to that page also by going up on our top navigation bar. There's a WCHL link that you can click as well.
Yeah.
The new movie review by Zach Godwin is on Getaway. Let's just say Zach's thoughts are about in line with where you might think Ethan Hawke's career is right now.
I don't even know where Ethan Hawke's career is right now.
I'm going to say it's not real great.
Sorry.
Middle of the road, maybe? We'll go with that. And be sure to check out the Huddle Up with the Heels page. You can submit your picks for this week. College pick 'em. You can pick against Ron, pick against me, pick against Aaron, who won last week. We're going to have to knock him down a little bit this week.
He was 10 for 10.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Not bad at all.
We'll see how he does. The picks this week did get a bit harder.
Yeah.
I was talking it with one of my reporters yesterday. We were talking about how it got a little bit more difficult. Of course, last week apparently was difficult enough as it was.
Well, you and I
both got 8.
We got 8 out of 10. It's not bad.
That's not bad. That's true.
Right.
But I was kind of expecting better of myself.
Well, if Carolina had won, we would have been, well, I picked North Carolina.
Yeah, you picked North. I picked South Carolina.
I would have been 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
So, hey. Yeah. Well, hey, listen, all of that on chapelboro.com now with instantly live streaming, of course, with an app for that.
That's
and
right.
Let me just tell you that you can stream also all our pregame coverage for Carolina football, countdown to kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare and the Good Sports with Artsy and Bob Lee.
That's
you
right.
can listen on 97.9 FM, WCHL, 1360 AM, WCHL, and also stream it on chapelboro.com. Then we join the network, and we got all the game coverage for you on WCHL, plus post-game coverage.
That's right.
And
on the heels.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but we will be broadcasting live for the first home game coming up at Rams Plaza on Saturday morning starting at 9 o'clock. So you want to come by and join us for that.
Exciting weekend coming up.
Yeah, I just can't wait. I'm ready for the Tar Heels. Tar Heels, of course, take it on Middle Tennessee State coming up.
Okay.
Rand, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now let's get Walt Mack's commentary.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Most of us would say we believe in buying local. It's like saying I believe in hot dogs, apple pie, and the 4th of July. But do we really put our money where our mouth is? Let's face it, there are certain goods and merchandise that simply cannot be bought locally and at reasonable prices. Because of high overhead and not being able to buy large lots of good lower prices, local merchants simply cannot compete with the big chain stores and national discounters. It seems, though, that our town's officials have adopted a protectionist attitude. It's not local, then it's some kind of foreign invader that needs to be barred from entering our hallowed grounds. When State Senator Ellie Kennard proposed bringing a Costco to Orange County, she pointed out that Costco is a worker-friendly company. It also pays its employees a fair wage, provides a good benefit, and would help give a badly needed boost to our tax base. Those arguments seem to fall on deaf ears with local officials. Protecting local businesses from outside competition should not be the soul and role of local government. Supposedly, we live in a free society and place heavy emphasis on entrepreneurship and free trade. Bigness isn't all bad, nor is small business necessarily at a disadvantage to the giants. There is room for both small and big business in our community. Small business can react faster than big business and can adjust to changing tastes and styles. styles. They can find niches in the armor of big business and be quite competitive and profitable as well. Perhaps our local government should concentrate on planning that does not involve favoritism or bias toward any one business, whether it is a big business or a small business. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go. This is Ron Stutz. Congratulations again to AutoLogic and Carborough. The top 50 family-friendly businesses in North Carolina have been named, and once again, AutoLogic is on the list. Chosen by the Keenan Flagler Business School at UNC and Carolina Parenting, Inc., and AutoLogic is on the list for the fourth consecutive year based on helping employees balance their work and family life. AutoLogic creates an environment to support and care for its employees, which helps make AutoLogic a successful and sustainable family-friendly business in our local community. AutoLogic, trust and logic for your car.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they've been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at cedarburgkitchens.com.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic brought to you by Carolina Football. Win tickets for the home opener on Saturday against Middle Tennessee State. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and register to win. And don't forget to experience the new Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right before the stadium, right before the game. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We've had a fairly good morning so far. Things still moving smoothly out there. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents. No delays out there. No major delays, at least. Still some school buses, so be on the lookout for that. Give yourself some extra time to travel this morning as we get used to that here in the second week of school. If you see anything major as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Southern Season. Stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other great in-store events at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 67 degrees in Chapel Hill, 66 in Carborough, also 66 in Hillsborough this morning. Beautiful day on the way, mostly sunshine out today in the low 80s. That's it. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 85. I'll take this weather coming up next couple of days. In fact, it should be pretty nice all the way through the weekend. 7:50, 10 minutes until 8 o'clock, WCHL. Wayne Pond joins us now. And Dr. Pond, how are you this morning, big guy?
Well, the gerbils seem to be doing their duty this morning.
Yeah, the phone's working, so hey.
Yeah. let's write another love note to Verizon, shall we?
Modern technology. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
All right, pal. Well, listen, I'm going to give you a pass this morning. I'm going to give you a word here that's so easy, it's beyond easy.
Really?
It's in the area of American television.
Mm-hmm.
It's that bad. So, all right, here we go. The word of the day is ideate. Ideate. It is spelled I as in ideal, And in fact, it has a lot to do with that word. ID, D as in dog, I-D-E-A-T-E. Ideate.
Ideate.
Once again, I-D-E-A-T-E. It is a verb. It's all about, well, if I can't even give you a hint. It's so obvious. You want to take a wild guess at what is it that you do when you go through the process of ideation?
No clue without knowing what ideate means.
All right, does the word idea enter into the conversation here?
Okay.
You to answer my own question.
Exchange ideas? I don't know.
As the lawyers say, asked and answered. Yeah, it is to form an idea or a conception, to shape ideas. Oh, I don't know. I just couldn't seem to reduce it any further than that. Ideate. All right. You going to write that down and use that today in the staff meeting?
I just did. I'm not going to use it in the staff meeting, but I'm going to use it in my everyday life at least every 20 minutes.
So you throw that at one of your cranky colleagues this morning. We'll call up the phone company and have an ideation discussion.
There you go. That's a possibility.
All right, pal. Well, listen, I'm so glad the phones are working this morning. It restores my faith in humanity and a little bit of technology.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, talk to you in the morning. Be a good boy.
You got it. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. And if you could do all that, we will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Well, I'm substituting for Lauren Stafford this morning with the clean joke of the day on WCHL. This was sent in by an anonymous listener. This listener wants to remain anonymous, so I will respect those wishes. Two factory workers talking. The woman says, I can make the boss give me the day off. The man says, and how would you do that? The woman says, just wait and see. She then hangs upside down from the ceiling. The boss comes in and says, what are you doing? The woman says, I'm a light bulb. The boss says, you've been working so much that you've gone crazy. I think you need to take the day off. The man starts to follow her, and the boss says, where do you think you're going? The man says, I'm going home, too. I can't work in the dark. Oh, my goodness. 754 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jackie Overton works at the University of North Carolina. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
My formal title is Professional Development Manager in the Department of Public Safety. I came to Carolina in 1975 as a freshman. Really fell in love with Carolina. Graduated, got a bachelor's degree. I have a master's degree, and then I got a graduate certificate in nonprofit leadership.
Jackie Overton has a great sense of customer service.
When I first came to public safety, it was transportation and parking back in 84. And even interacting with parking and being a student, the attitude back then in the 70s was you couldn't go anywhere else to get parking. There was an attitude that you didn't really have to treat people any old kind of way because they had to come to you, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't like that attitude at all. So when I got in a management position, one of the first things I did was to implement some customer service training. And the director took note of that and basically created a training position for me in the department. And that's what I've been doing. And I've been loaned out all over campus for team building, for customer service. It's something I'm very passionate about, and people say that I'm good at it.
Jackie Overton says she loves this university, and certainly it shows.
I fell in love when Charles Kuralt came to celebrate the bicentennial in 1993 and wrote that speech, you know, what is it about Carolina that makes us love it so much? It is, as it was always meant to be, the university of the people. That, to me, sums it up in a nice, neat little package. It's a place where everybody is here, I believe, for the same reason, because they love this place. It's a premier university, the flagship university in the state. It's the first public university in the country. And people are passionate about education, they're about learning, they're about students. All of those things come together very well here, and people fall in love with the place.
What do you like to do when you're not working at Carolina?
Oh, my, I sit on several boards, most notable of which is Empowerment, spearheaded by Dolores Bailey. I served as the president of the board for 4 years, and now I'm the parliamentarian. Work with Habitat, those kinds of things, things that help the community are things that I like to be involved in.
Well, you obviously get a kick out of trying to make life better for other people.
Well, that's my passion. I try to encourage other people. You're much happier when you follow your passion.
Jackie Overton, training specialist with UNC Department of Public Safety. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This is Ron Stutz. Congratulations again to AutoLogic and Carboro. The top 50 family-friendly businesses in North Carolina have been named. And once again, AutoLogic is on the list. Chosen by the Keenan Flagler Business School at UNC and Carolina Parenting, Inc. And AutoLogic is on the list for the fourth consecutive year based on helping employees balance their work and family life. AutoLogic creates an environment to support and care for its employees, which helps make AutoLogic a successful and sustainable family-friendly business in our local community. AutoLogic. Trust and logic for your car.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at MoveItBeFit.com.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
At East 54, we have 11, make that 10, condos left. Three, make that two, on the golf side, and seven on the plaza side. So whether you're into the hustle and bustle of the plaza or the birdies and eagles on a spectacular Tom Fazio layout, East 54 is your own personal urban enclave. Retail, restaurants, a sports cafe, and a hotel on the inside with easy access to even more on the outside. Meadowmont, UNC Wellness, two great groceries, more restaurants, more shopping, miles of paved trails. Add to that a condo with hardwood floors, tile, granite, stainless steel, 10-foot ceilings, glass, and a distinctive urban vibe, and well, the countdown continues. Learn more at east54.com. Because those nine condos, eight, seven, really six, are going fast.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Feels nice and cool this morning, mostly sunshine today. High today in the low 80s. Love this kind of weather. It's going to be like this pretty much through the weekend.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce, plus social equity, plus environmental...